Ready to dive in. Today, we're getting kind of philosophical, you know, looking at how we react to other people's choices.
It can get deep, right? All those assumptions we make.
Totally. And this blog post, it's by the Mindful Modern Mistress. She's a relationship coach, by the way. Well, she kind of nails it.
Interesting. What's her take?
So she usually talks about like polyamory and stuff, but this one, it's like universal. It's about this phrase. And I bet we've all said it. I'm okay with that. As long as...
Ah, I see. Sounds innocent enough, though, right?
Exactly. But she's saying it's kind of sneaky judgmental.
Oh, I see where this is going. How so?
Well, it's like we're putting conditions on our acceptance, you know? Like, it's okay, IF.
Subtle control, yeah. Instead of just letting someone be.
Right. And get this. She says she's actually found more acceptance from, like, monogamous folks than within the polyamorous community sometimes.
Now that's interesting. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Right. But maybe it's because when you've already challenged norms, you're more sensitive to judgment, you know?
Makes sense. If you're comfortable in the mainstream, you might not even realize you're doing it.
Yeah. Like you assume everything's cool because it always has been for you.
Blind spot. I like that.
And the big point she makes is it's not about asking for permission to live your life, right?
It's about sharing who you are without needing someone else's stamp of approval.
Yes. And she gives all these examples, divorce, politics, even just like quitting your job to be a mime.
Let me guess, people are full of helpful advice.
Oh yeah, totally. But like she says, nobody's going around saying monogamy's cool, but only if you do it this way.
Because that's the unspoken norm, so it gets a free pass.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder, right, are we really listening when someone's telling us something important, or are we just... like waiting to jump in with our own opinions.
It's easy to do, right? We want to fix things, offer solutions, but sometimes just hearing someone is the most powerful thing we can do.
Absolutely. It's like that saying, people don't need you to have the answer. Sometimes they just need you to listen.
Couldn't agree more. It's about creating a space where people feel safe to just be themselves, no judgment.
So to wrap this whole thing up, I mean, wow, right. We talk about being open-minded, but it's those little things, those as long as phrases that can really trip us up.
Definitely. It's a constant practice, being aware of those knee-jerk reactions and challenging our own assumptions.
Yeah, like next time you're about to say, as long as, maybe just stop, see what happens. It might be eye-opening. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. See you next time.